I'm Amy Wells for TitansOnline.com, and we're here at Baptist Sports Park, where I caught up with former Texans wide receiver Kevin Walter. Now, Walter's just one of the many additions that the Titans have made this offseason. Walter's known for his speed and his route running and his blocking ability, and he's hoping to bring a strong veteran presence to a relatively young Titans receiving core.
You know, Nashville is a beautiful town. It really is. You know, I haven't been here except for, you know, when we come and play during the year, but it's a great town, and, you know, obviously the organization is great. You know, I knew some guys here from playing against them, but I'm very excited to be here.
Being a veteran, what do you kind of think you bring to this offense? It's a little bit different than some of these new guys.
Hey, you know what? Just my work ethic. You know, that's what it's all about. That's the only thing you can control in this business is how hard you work, and I take pride in that. But as far as this offense, we've been running the same offense, in Houston for the past 7 years, so it's nothing really new, just a few different terminology, you know, different terms, different formations and things like that, but I think it brings a lot.
What can fans expect this year that may be a little bit different from what they've seen before?
You know what, just keep on working hard, making plays, scoring touchdowns and doing the little things right, you know, as a receiver. And you know, not just catching touchdowns and third downs, but, you know, also going out there and blocking and pounding the safeties and blocking defensive ends, you know, the little things like that that's going to help Chris run and, you know, help the whole team out.
Now, you have some experience in bigger games, obviously coming from Houston, where you've been to the playoffs the past couple of years. And those are some experiences some of these guys may not have. How do you think that can impact the team?
Yeah, that's huge. You know, I keep telling these guys, you know, I was talking to them earlier when I got here, you know, about the playoffs. You know, that's what you play for. You play, obviously, you want to win the division, first and foremost. We're all here. We're all in this field to win a Super Bowl. And that's what it's all about. But that playoff atmosphere, it's unbelievable. You know, it's the energy and the speed of the game and everything, you know, when it's on the line, it's pretty special. I'm brought here to show a lot of the young guys, you know, how to be professional and show them on the field things to do, you know, by working hard. And absolutely, I consider myself a leader, and I'm glad they're here. I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad they brought me here, and it's time to work, and that's what it's all about.
Well, I tell you what, he's been the consummate professional out there. His work, precedes him. He comes to us with a body of work. He's been on a winning team, a playoff team that's won. So he came right away injecting that winning attitude into the group. And right now we have a very competitive group out there. So he's come in. He's hit the ground running for us.
How do you think that some of his playoff experience and some of the big games that he has played in will help this offense going forward?
He's got the experience, big time. I mean, he's been there. He's done that. He knows what it takes to get there. He knows what it feels like. He knows how practice should go from a receiver standpoint. He does a great job of echoing, hey, guys, compete, 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 and does a really good job of telling guys to stay on the little details, because that's what ends up getting you through a close game, just staying on the details and end up, you know, those little details end up winning games for you, you know, so late in December, you're in a position to play for the playoffs. I mean, this guy has been there, he's done that, been on the team with Andre Johnson, you know, arguably one of the best receivers in the league. And you go back and watch Kevin on film, I mean, a lot of the stuff that he does, you know, Andre's been benefiting from it, you know what I'm saying? But you look on film, you see how detailed he is. You see how hard working he is, and just the little thing, you know, the blocking. You know, it's one of the first things that I saw when I was watching film on how he blocks in the run game. So when I see a receiver, you know, blocking in the run game, it tells me, number one, that he really cares about the small details. Because, you know, most receivers, all they want to do is catch balls. But here this guy is, 10, 11-year veteran in the league, you know, still blocking because he understands just the little things, you know, that help the running back break free for a long touchdown. And we got to have those things, you know, if we're going to be able to compete on the high level that the Tennessee Titans are used to competing on.
So do you see him taking a strong leadership role amongst all the guys?
Well, I've been seeing it now in practice. I mean, he showed up day one hitting the ground running, you know what I'm saying? And I told Justin Hunter just today, I say, everything that Kevin Walters do, you mimic that guy. You know what I'm saying? He's a pro. If the route calls a 22-yard depth, he's at 22, not 22 and a half. I mean, he's going to be great for a guy like Justin and some of these younger guys. And I think that's what's been missing from this group, is just a little details, you know, and the minute details of staying on course with the details. And I think those little details will pay off for us down the road.